新约里面有罗马书第九章。新约圣经罗马书九章。们弟兄姊妹，我们还是轮流的把这一章不。弟兄念一节，姊妹念一节。兄先来。我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，由我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许都是他们的。列祖就是他们的祖宗，按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。阿们。这不是说神的话落了空，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人，也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就都做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。这就是说，肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。因为所应许的话是这样说，到明年这时候我要来，撒拉必生一个儿子。不但如此，还有利百加，既从一个人，就是从我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。神就对利百加说，将来大的要不是小的，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。这样我们可说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有。因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。看来这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。因为经上有话向法老说，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。这样你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？你这个人呐、你是谁，竟敢向谁犟嘴呢？受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容那可怒预备遭毁灭的器皿，又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。这器皿就是我们被神所招的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可呢？就像神在何西阿书上说，那本来不是我子民的，我要称为我的子民，本来不是蒙爱的，我要称为蒙爱的。从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民，将来就在那里称他们为永生神的儿子。以赛亚指着以色列人喊着说，以色列人虽多如海沙，得救的不过是剩下的余数。
因为主要在世上施行他的话，叫他的话都成全，速速的完结。又如以赛亚先前说过，若不是万军之主给我们存留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子了。这样，我们可说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人，反得了义，就是因信而得的义；但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义。这是什么缘故呢？是因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求。他们正跌在那绊脚石上，就如经上所记：我在西安放一块绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，信靠他的人必不至羞愧。我们圣经就先念到这里，我们在一起就跟祷告。我们都是蒙你恩典所拯救的一般人，我们感觉我们是何等需要你的怜悯。不仅从前我们需要你的怜悯，今天我们在你恩典里面，我们更觉得我们天天都需要你的怜悯。我们愿意早晨这点时间都交托在恩主的手中，求主的圣灵在这里把你的话帮我们打开。虽然人可以在这里讲论，让我们求主你的圣灵借这些话来开启我们，让我们因着你的话语的光照，我们都得拯救。因你话语的安慰，我们每个人心里都得安慰。我们需要你，我们从那谦卑的等候在你的面前，听我们的祷告，保护耶稣基督的人。如果读罗马书。
We read Book of Romans.
我知道这一卷书它的结构是非常清楚的。
We know that the structure of this book.
那么这一卷书可以分成三个段落。
This book will divide it into three paragraphs.
第一章到第八章是一个很明显的一个段落。
Chapter 1 to 8 is paragraph 1.
这个我们在读的时候都很清楚。
Very clear to us.
因为这里就给我们看见说，我们怎样从前是深沉在罪海中，神怎样的拯救了我们。
It led us to see how we sank in the sea, but how Lord saved us.
他怎样把我们不仅仅从罪和死死亡里拯救出来，
How did he not only save us from sins,
不仅称我们为义，
not only justify us,
而且还要使我们成圣，
but also to sanctify us,
而且还把我们都带进荣耀的里面，
and also he will bring us into the glory.
神给我们的救恩是何等的完全。
Then we see his salvation is
perfect. 那么那三个人从海中救出来，他们自己就喝水了。
Those three
engineers
were saved and they
will
drink water. But our Lord, after He saved us, He will be responsible for our whole life.
而且让我们过一个完全不一样的人生。
And He will let us have a totally different life.
让我们有一个完全不一样的前途。
And we will have a totally different.
但是一个荣耀的前途。
It is a glorious hope.
基督在我们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
And Jesus Christ is our glory.
所以前面八章非常的清楚。
So it is very clear in the first eight chapters. It is very clear part.
那么从十二章一直到十六章也是一个非常清楚的一段。
From chapter 12 to 16 is part 3.
那么那里讲到我们不仅个人蒙恩得救的故事。
It's not only talking about stories of individual salvation.
神更是有一个荣耀的心意。
And then Lord has His purpose.
He wants 我们能够来服侍他。
He wants us to serve Him.
他让我们能够在他身体里面一同的被建造起来。
He wants us to be edified in His body.
让我们成为他的教会，在地上成为他自己的彰显。
That church to be His glory.
那实在是太荣耀的一件事。
It is very glorious.
那也是非常清楚的一段。
That's very clear.
那么中间还有三章圣经。
In the middle there is three chapters.
就是九十和十一的三章。
Chapter 9 and 11.
我们知道读圣经的人你都晓得。
When you read Bible.
每次我们读到这三章圣经的时候。
Each time when you read these three chapters,
有些时候我们就盼望赶紧的越过去。
Sometimes we hope we can skip this chapter.
因为我们感觉说，这三章圣经虽然也是清楚的一段。
And we clearly know this is very clear.
它讲的内容，我们好像大概其也了解一点。
It seems we know the content.
但是我们觉得这三章圣经跟我们好像距离是。比较遥远。
But we feel this three chapters is kind of far from us.
如果我们了解这三章的内容的话
，If we know the content of this three chapters,
我们知道这三章大概其它主要是讲的是以色列人的故事。
We know this three chapters is talking about stories of Israelites.
就以色列人他们好像在神面前有了难处。
Because the Israelites they have hardship before God.
这里也好像在解决以色列人他们在神面前。
It seems that it is solving the problem.
来回答一些关乎以色列人得救的一些的问题。
It answers the questions about Israelites.
他们现在为什么成为福音的仇敌
？Why they are the adversaries of God?
为什么将来他们全家都要得救
？Why they will all be saved?
神在他的主宰的权柄里面，他的计划是怎样？
What is the plan of the God under His
authority? 当然，我们去读，我们也会很清楚，我们也会很喜欢。
We will like it and then clear.
但是，总是在我们读的时候，我们觉得这三章圣经跟我们的距离是很远。
But actually, we feel this is far from us.
而且，如果你真的愿意去查考一些书籍的话
，If you want to read some reference books,
你会非常的特别，这三章圣经你大概其找不到太多的参考书。
And you probably cannot find the reference books.
大家每次前八章讲的是这个，可以讲好几本书。
People will talk about the first.
津津乐道。
They will.
经历有丰富。
They have.
道理也高深。
Experience.
但是这个讲到后面，十二章以后也是非常的好。
And after chapter 12, and then their teaching is good.
唯独这三章圣经。
Only these three chapters.
从第九章开始。
Start from chapter 9.
发现好像人就盼望把它越过去。
You will find out people will try to escape.
我看一个很有名的一个圣经的学者。
I know there is a famous biblical scholar.
他这三章圣经我们暂且先不看。
And then he said let's put it aside.
可我在找其他，他也从来没有讲过。
And then he never addressed this.
这三章圣经，当有的弟兄姊妹我们自己读的时候，我们也觉得好像跟我们的关系。是比较遥远的。
Sometimes when we read these three chapters, we feel the same way.
那么当我们读的时候，我们觉得好像这里面是使徒保罗他个人的一点感觉。
When we read it, we feel this is the feeling from Paul.
他这里面他说他对他的骨肉之亲以色列人，他里面充满了一种的感觉。
And he is the feeling Paul towards to his folks.
因为你知道，当使徒保罗在被圣灵感动写这卷书的时候。
When Paul was moved by Spirit, and then when he wrote this book.
那么那个时候，我们知道这个福音已经在外邦已经广传。
We knew the gospel was already proclaimed over the Gentiles. But at the beginning, the gospel started from Jerusalem.
开始。这个蒙恩得救的几乎百分之百都是犹太人。
The first time who were saved, there 100% were Jews.
那个时候，那么犹太人那个时候觉得说福音是单单为了犹太人。
That time the Jews they think the gospel is only for Jews.
但后来他们有了难处。
But later on they have hard times.
发现神的圣灵带领他们，不是仅让他们在耶路撒冷在那里停留。
They found out that God's Spirit not only take them just.
他们发现神圣灵要带领他们把福音传给外邦。
The Holy Spirit guided them to share the gospel with the Gentiles.
我们知道，对于这些已经信主的犹太人，有相当大的难处。
For those Jews who believe in Christ, they have hard time.
他们觉得这些外邦人怎么可以得救？
They thought, how come Gentiles be saved?
他们根本连守割礼都没有。
They even didn't circumcise.
甚至他们从来没有寻求过神。
They even never seek God.
他们从来没有守过摩西的律法。
They never keep Moses' law.
这样荣耀的福音。
This so glorious.
因信称义的真理。
And justified by faith.
他们怎么可以得到？
How can Gentiles can receive this?
你这犹太人一有了问题的时候，
When Jews have problems,
你发现圣经就带我们回到旧约。
And then you will find the Bible will take us.
因为犹太人是 是非常熟悉旧约圣经。
Because the Jews they know Old Testament.
所以神就借着圣灵，就借着使徒保罗，让圣灵告诉他们说，在旧约的里面，让他们看见说，他们的祖先到底是先因信称义，还是先受割礼。
So the Holy Spirit guided Paul to tell those Jews, is their ancestor, is they saved by faith or are they circumcised first? So the Jews found out their ancestor Abraham, he already saved before he was circumcised. God's word is
saved.
And then people had nothing to say before God. So they passed their
Even
they don't like this, but they overcome. They proclaim the gospel to Gentiles. But slowly they find the fact.There is more Gentiles believed in Christ. But less of Jews.
甚至到有些地方，犹太人不仅不信，反而抵挡。
Even in some places, Jews not only not believe but against it.
你发现在《使徒行传》里面，这些犹太人抵挡福音到一个地步，他们追着保罗要杀他，要把他除掉。
In Book of Acts, you find out those Jews they chase Paul and he will persecute Paul.
因为使徒保罗乃是特别蒙神的拣选，要在外邦人中传扬福音。
Because Paul was chosen by God, he will share gospel with Gentiles.
这些无论是这个已经相信的，还是特别是这些不信的犹太人，他们视保罗好像瘟疫一样。
No matter who believe, or even especially those people who don't believe, they will regard Paul as the enemy.
你知道后来他们恨保罗，恨到一个地步，说要不杀保罗啊，不吃不喝。
They hated Paul so bad until they say they have to kill Paul.
你知道这仇恨很大。
No, this hatred is great.
40个人同心合意的起誓。
The 40 of them, they vote together.
不杀保罗，不吃不喝。
If they don't kill Paul, they won't even drink.
所以我们知道，同心合意本身不一定是灵的。
You see, there is in one mind, it's not there.
如果同心合意要杀一人，那真的是很不属灵的。
If people in one mind want to kill one, that's not spiritual.
那么属灵一定同心合意的，没有问题。
If we are spiritual, we must have one mind.
但是人有时候要同心合意的。
But sometimes men are they do things in one mind.
恨保罗恨到一个地步，真的把他除灭掉。
They hated Paul so much until the point they want to kill Paul.
因为那个时候他们，特别是这些已经信主的犹太人。
Especially for those who believe Christ, those Jews.
他们的问题很大。
They have many problems.
如果说有些外邦人得救，他们
if some of the Gentiles were saved, it's okay for them.
如果大批犹太人全
if most of the Jews were saved,
神的恩典的翅膀稍微长了一点，做遮盖了一点的外邦人，他们一点问题都没有。
If God's mercy wing is covered more Gentiles, it's okay to them.
但是难处在这里。
But the difficult is,
犹太人那么没有人信啊。
There's less Jews were believed, were saved.
而整个天下的外邦人就开始信主了。
But many Gentiles are believed in Christ.
好像神已经，好像感觉要弃绝以色列人一样。
It seems God will give up the Israelites.
救恩是从他们出来的。
But the salvation is start from
them. 你看看他们的救恩里蒙受多少祝福的。
Look at the Old Testament. How many blessings from God?
荣耀出于律法礼仪，什么都是他们的。
Glorious descendants, covenants.
这些外邦人，他们是没有指望、没有神的以外人。
Those hopeless Gentiles.
他们在神的祝福以外是根本没有份的。
They have nothing to do with God.
他们一点都不晓得神的。
They didn't know God at all.
一点福分都没有。
They have no blessing at all.
怎么今天神是不是变了？是不是神？那么这个他的这个话语落了空呢？
Is it God's words? Is it in man?
弟兄姊妹，犹太人的难处是小事。
And then the Jews' hardships is minor thing.
如果因为犹太人难处，他们说神的话落空了，这是大事。
If because of the Jews' problem, if it's the God's word in them, that is a.
神的话到底是怎么说的？
And what? What did God say?
神的话到底是不是落空？
Is God's word in vain?
神在起初把恩典赐给这些以色列人，赐给这些犹太人，到底是因为什么缘故？
For what reason God gave these blessings to Jews?
他们成为神的选民，到底是因为什么缘故？
For what reason they become the chosen people of God?
如果我们问到这样的问题。
But sisters, if we ask such questions,
你发现这跟我们关系就很近。
Then you will find out this is related to us.
因为我们今天有同样的问题。
Because we have the same questions today.
救恩到底怎么临到一个人？
How the salvation come to a person?
救恩是这样的呀。
And the salvation is It is so rich from chapter 1 to chapter
8.
But how come this salvation come to a person?
有的时候我们传福音的时候，我们真的很困惑。
Sometimes we were doubt when we share gospel.
你看有的人才听到了，这就打瞌睡。
Sometimes some people when they hear gospel, they will.
你说这样的人不会得救。
You think this such person cannot be saved?
我告诉你，下次站上来他就开始做见证。
Maybe next time he will be test, he will do the.
你就看见有的人真的非常追求的。
You see some people are.
每个礼拜我都来的。
They come every Friday.
礼拜天也来的。
They come some Sunday.
好，你给他的书，给他他们这学习材料，他都学习了。
Give him all the reference books, he will read.
可是这终究不得明白。
But you won't understand for a long time.
当然，我们不知道将来他见主面的时候是怎样有光的。
We don't know his situation when he sees.
至少这些人在我们中间的时候，你发现他就根本就是我们就过去了。
At least now you don't see him.
我们也不是没有为他们祷告。
We pray for them also.
特别是我们的家人。
Especially our families.
我不知道你的感觉如何。
I don't know how do you feel.
你对你的弟兄姊妹，哎呀，真的说实在的，信了主以后啊，有时候那个表现跟那个没信主之前也差不多。
Some brothers and sisters after they were saved, they have the same deeds.
真的是真正。
But they were saved.
我告诉你，他父母一来就信主了。
Let me tell you, when their parents come, their parents were saved.
有的时候你会发现，在主里面很久的弟兄姊妹。
You see, some brothers and sisters, they were saved for a long time.
真的是爱你。
They love Lord.
他把生命一切都奉献给主。
They offer everything to.
他们的生命里绝对是有主耶稣基督的见证。
And you will see the testimony for Lord.
我告诉你，不一定他们的父母全都是。
But not necessary, their parents will be saved.
哎，你说到底这个机会是咋的呢？
And how come the salvation to come to people?
是不是说因为有的人他这个实在堕落太深了，所以他就得救了？
Is it because some people they fall deeply so they were saved?
是不是扔掉了海里掉了七千岁他就得救了？
Is it because he's in sink in sea 7 days so he?
其实有的掉了海里700天他没得救。
But sometimes they were people were sink in sea 700.
有人说哦，因为浪子回头，所以就容易得救。
Some people say because the prodigal will return, he will be saved.
但你发现很多的浪子一直不回头。
But so many prodigals, they won't return home.
有人说哦，因为你看现在这个经济好了，所以信主人就少了。
Some people say the economic is good, so less people will be saved.
我告诉你，有时候经济好的时候，信主人那个 quality wise 更好。
But sometimes when you have a good economic times, the quality of the soil.For the people, it's better.
有的时候，你看，你说啊，经济不好的时候，应该信主人多一点。
In the bad economic times, there's more people believe in Christ.
嗯，就有的人经济状况很差很差，就是不信。
Even but some people they are in very deep poverty, but they don't believe.
如果我们要读这三章圣经的话。
If we read these three chapters,
如果我们发现出这三章要跟我们有关系的话。
If you think these three chapters related to us,
你发现这里面回答一些非常重要的问题。
It answers very important questions.
这对于我们怎样为福音朋友祷告。
This is related to how do we pray for the
friends?
How do we pray for our families?
我觉得都是非常有关系。
is related to for we, how do we share gospel.
虽然这里回答的是以色列人的问题,
even here is answered question for Israelites.
让他们知道神的救恩起初是怎么领导他们这个民族的。
Let them to know how the, at the beginning the salvation came down to them.
那么今天我们同样的，我们要了解神的救恩是怎么领导每一个人。
Same to us, we need to know how God's salvation
comes
to us. These three chapters is very important.
那么这里面就特别给我们看见神的话语是怎么说的。Here
let us to see how did God say.
以色列一有问题，我们说过，圣灵就把他们带到旧约去。
When Israelites have questions, the Holy Spirit will guide them to
answer.
Because our God never
changed.
The way he does in New Testament must be the same in
Old Testament.
How did he reveal himself in Old Testament? He will does in
New Testament.
There's no turning shadow. He's faithful and until forever. So you all see the Holy Spirit guided us to return to the Old Testament. He led this Israelites to think about it. To think, how did they
save?
For what reason did they become the descendant of Abraham?
不是因为他们是从亚伯拉罕肉身生的。
They become the descendant of Abraham, not because they were naturally born from Abraham.
以色列人应该非常清楚这件事。但是随着年月过去，他们就忘记了。But
after time goes by, they forgot about it.
或者说他们圣经根本没有读懂。Or
in other words, they didn't understand the Bible.
但对于我们这些不是犹太人来讲，我们不太仔细读这些圣经，那当然情有可原。
For us, it's understandable for us.
但是对这些犹太人来讲，他们成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，到底应该什么？
But for Jews, how do they become the descendants?
是不是因为他们是亚伯拉罕肉身所生的，所以他们就是亚伯拉罕的后裔呢？
That is because they were born flesh from the Abraham. They are the descendants.
我们知道。 他们之所以成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，
we know the reason they become the descendant of Abraham.
不是因着他们是亚伯拉罕肉身生的，
not because naturally they were born from Abraham.
乃是因着神的应许，
but because the promises of God.
这亚伯拉罕不止一个，
we know Abraham not only had one son.
如果亚伯拉罕只生过以撒的话，那么你可以说，那么这个。 这个他们的后裔，那么成为亚伯拉罕的子孙，有可能就是因为他们是亚伯拉罕肉身生的。
If Abraham only had one son Isaac, you can say because they are descendants of Abraham, it's naturally born from him.
亚伯拉罕有很多儿子。
But Abraham has had many sons.
至少有一个叫做以实玛利。
At least there is one called Ishmael.
如果他们成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，乃是因着是从亚伯拉罕肉身生的，以实玛利的后裔也应该成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
If they are descendants of Abraham because of natural born from Abraham, then the descendant of Ishmael can call descendant of
Israel.
But the Israelites cannot stand it.
以色列人知道亚那个以实玛利的后代绝不是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The Israelites, they know the descendant of Ishmael is not.
只有他们犹太人，他们这些以色列人才是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Only Israelites, they are the descendant of Abraham.
而且亚伯拉罕后来还续娶了基土拉。
And then also Abraham has another one.
对基土拉哈，那么你这个慢慢回去读圣经啊。那么这个基土拉不只生一个儿子的，
that wife not only had one son.
基土拉生了好几个儿子。
And she had several sons.
如果说以色列人他们成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，乃是因着肉身生的话，基土拉的这些的后代也都要成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
If those Jews they are descendants of Abraham by naturally birth, and then the children of Jephthah will be the descendants of Abraham. And then those descendants of another from another wife, they become the enemy of
Israel.
The descendants of Ishmael become the enemy of Jews. even while they read Bible.
如果今天我们在座的有弟兄姊妹，你是读圣经的吗？
For brother and sister, if you read Bible,
你知道以色列之所以成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，乃是因着神的应许。
You know, the Israelites become the descendants of Abraham is because the promise of God.
因为那个时候亚伯拉罕已经到了99岁了。
At that time, Abraham was 99 years old.
他已经完全没有能力再生了。
He's not able to give birth to child.
他的妻子生育都断绝了。
His wife is barren.
他那时候妻子已经90岁了。
And she was 90 years old.
但是神的应许的话是怎么说的呢？
But what God promised.
明年这个时候。
At next year.
这里说明年这个时候。
That at the time.
萨拉要生一个儿子。
Sarah will give a firstborn son.
神所应许的，神自己来成就。
What God promised, He will fulfill.
他们几乎好像从死里复活。
They were resurrected from death.
他们绝不是照着亚伯拉罕的肉身的这个血统下来的。
They're not from they're not from the.
完全是神的应许。
That totally from the promise.
圣经上明明的告诉我们，
the Bible told us clearly,
只有从以撒生的才称为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Only the one from Isaac is counted to be the descendant.
只有应许的后裔才是神的儿女。
Only the descendant of promise is the descendant of God.
你知道，这旧约，当我们读的时候，我们很多时候就把它越过去。
When we read Old Testament, sometimes we skip it.
但当圣灵在这里把这些的故事再一次给我们再讲明的时候，
When the Holy Spirit tells us the story again,
你发现这里的论证是非常有力的。
And you will see the proof is very strong.
犹太人听了以后无话可
说。Jews had nothing to say.
他们知道他们之所以成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，不是因着亚伯拉罕肉身的儿女，乃是因着神的应许。
They knew that they are the offspring of Abraham. It's not because they're naturally born from Abraham, but because of the promise of God's promise is equals to His sovereignty.
神说，只有从以撒生的才称为亚伯拉罕的。
God said only from Isaac is to be the offspring.
这是神的主权。
This is God's sovereignty.
一个人蒙恩得救，
when a person was saved,
不在乎你的肉身的遗传，
not because of your gene,
不在乎你是不是生在基督徒家里面，
it's not up to you were born in a Christian family,
乃是在乎神的主权，
but depends on God's sovereignty.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见有许许多多世世代代好多代的基督徒非常的美。
Your brothers and sisters, we saw some several generals of the Christian families.
但今天你在美国这个地方，你发现
In America, you see how many people they are not believing.
有多少人活在罪恶之中？
So many people they live in sins.
你要了解一下，他们的祖先都是非常敬虔的。
No, their ancestors were genuine Christians.
姊妹。在乎你肉身的。
Their brothers and sisters is not up to our birth.
在乎神的应许。
But depends on God's promise.
是神的主权。
This it is God's sovereignty.
弟兄姊妹，关于这些事情，我们求的是，我们只能求圣灵来开启我们。
Their brothers and sisters, we need ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
不但如此。
Not only this.
不是说从以撒生的就一定就是以色列人。
They're not all Israelites if they are naturally from Isaac.
So, 这以撒生双胞胎。
You know Isaac had twins.
如果他只生了雅各，那就好办了。
If he only had Jacob, that's easy.
那就容易了。
And it's easy.
那就是说，我们凭应许就做神的儿女。
It will become the children of God by promises.
但是这里面还不止如此。
But it's not like that.
光凭应许还不可以。
It's not okay only by promise.
因为双子还没生下来的时候，
even before the twins were born,
善恶的善行恶行还没行出来的时候，
even they haven't done any good or evil,
特要显明神拣选的旨意。
But Abel showed the God, elects the purpose of election.
只有从雅各这一边生下来的才是以色列。
Only born from Isaac will cause Israel.
因为雅各是我所爱的。
Because Jacob I love, but Esau I hated.
这是神的拣选。
This is God's election.
这是神的主权。
This is God's sovereignty.
人没有话可讲。
We have nothing to say.
因为你要是比较雅各跟这个以扫到底谁的行为好坏的话，
If you compare the deeds between Jacob and Esau,
到底谁在那里追求的话，
Who was more pursuing?
真的是很难讲。
It's hard to say.
有人喜欢以扫。
Someone like Esau.
特别如果你喜欢吃美味的话，你一定喜欢。
If you like food, you will like Esau.
如果你有这样一个儿子，那真的是太好。
If you have such son, that's great.
你在家里给他打了美味，就给你吃。You're
at home, he will hunting and cook for you.
他们常常盼美味摆在你的面前。
He will cook for the delicious food for you.
但是有人就喜欢雅各。
But someone will like Jacob.
如果你喜欢跟你很贴心的话，
If you like someone close to you,
愿意跟你聊天的话，
want him to talk to you,
你可能盼望生的是一个雅各。
You hope you will have a son like Jacob.
因为雅各他陪伴他的母亲一直到70多岁。
You know, Jacob accompanied his mother until
今天我们生一个生个儿子，不知道他多少岁能陪伴他的妈妈。
When we have a son, you don't know how many years he will stay with you.
有的到了7岁就跑掉了。
Even some seven, they will leave.
17岁我看差不多了。
17, almost.
27岁那一定远走高。雅各77岁还住在他母亲的帐篷。Jacob
stayed with his mother when he was 77.
如果你论行为的话，你真的很难讲。For
people's word, it's hard to tell.
有人喜欢雅各这样的亲近，有人喜欢以扫这样的憨厚。Some
people like Jacob so close. Some people like Esau so honest.
但是仁德就不在乎。
But our salvation is not upon our works.
善恶还没显出来。
Even when we don't show our good works,
连那个表现的机会还没有呢。
Even when we haven't had the chance to show,
还在母腹的肚子里，神就说我就拣选雅各。
Even when we were in our mother's womb, God said, I choose.
只有从雅各这一派生下来的才叫做以色列人。
Only the one from Jacob is called Israelites.
仁德就。 不仅因着神的应许，
if people save not only from the promise,
也因着神的拣选，
depends on God's promise.
进一步给我们看见神的主权。
It is to furthermore let us to see.
甚至发现当圣灵在这里论证的时候，他不仅给你举一个例子，他给你举两个例子。
When the Holy Spirit proves here, is not only give one.
两个人的见证都是真的。
The testimony from two are true.
不仅如此，
not only that,
还给你三个。
He will give you
the third. 因为这件事太重要了。
Because this is so important.
因为对于这件事情，对于我们许多人来讲，我们的观念转不过来的。
Because for many of us, we cannot change our mind.
我们觉得仁德就总是跟他的追求有点关系。
We think people's salvation depends on his work.
他如果一点都不努力，
If he didn't pursue at all,
他一次聚会都不来。
If he doesn't come to the
meeting at all, 或者只是迎亲来吃一次，那么以后就再也不来了。
Only to come here for one meal at a meeting.
那么这样的人，那么基本就没有什么机会。
Then it's almost doesn't have a chance to be saved.
后面他就举了摩西的例子。
And then later on, he had the example of Moses.
我们都知道摩西的故事。
We all know the story of Moses.
我们知道摩西曾经定义过，曾经奔跑，对不对？
We know Moses determined and he ran.
那个时候摩西40岁。
Moses was 40 years old.
他定义要拯救他的弟兄。
And then he had the will to save his brother.
虽然有这么美好的埃及的生活。
Even he has so wonderful in his life.
我想摩西所拥有的比我们今天可以所有的拥有的都要多。
I think what Moses had is much more than what we have today.
你可以说他是一人之下万人之上。
He is under one but he's above one.
就着他的地位来讲，他差不多可以和这个当年的约瑟相比。
And at his position he was almost as same as Joseph.
他觉得约瑟当年怎样的可以 把雅各全家都从那个饥荒里拯救出来。How
Joseph will save his whole family from famine?
今天摩西也可以把他的弟兄们从这些苦难中再一次的拯救。
And Moses can save his brothers from suffering.
所以他有定义。
So
他是奔跑的。
He runs.
他为了要拯救他的弟兄。
For saving, for the safety from.
摩西就一拳就打死一个埃及人。
And then he beat an Egyptian to death.
你知道一拳就打死不容易的。
And then it's not easy to.
你要拿枪一枪打死那比较容易。
And then if you have a gun, then
你一拳就把一个埃及人打死不容易的。
But if you beat a people by feet.
摩西有许许多多的定义和奔跑。
Moses has so many wills and runs.
他以为说百姓这就明白说，原来神当年怎样兴起约瑟，今天也是兴起了摩西来拯救他。
Then he probably thinks how God raised Joseph, and now he will raise up Moses. But he failed.
不在乎定义。
It's not up to people who have will.
不在乎奔跑。
It's not upon people who run.
以色列人读摩西的故事都晓得那是神的怜悯。
But when Israelites can read the story of Moses, they know it's up to God's mercy.
当摩西再也没有定义的时候。
When Moses don't have his own will.
他已经再也不定义了。
He don't have will anymore.
他那个时候想着就在山上就放他岳父的羊一直到死就完了。
He just thought about to shepherd.
这一辈子就过去了。
And he was standing.
他再也不定义要拯救他的弟兄了，他想都不想。
He didn't want to save his brothers at all.
80岁，他想跑也跑不动了。
When he was 80, he can't run anymore.
就在他不定义也不奔跑的时候。
At the time he will not have his own will, he has not run for himself.
神的怜悯使摩西成为神手中最有用的一个仆人。
God's mercy made him become the great servant of God.
带领200万以色列百姓从埃及出来，再过红海，经历旷野。
He told 2 million Israelites to cross the Red Sea. Not up to the man who will or run.
在在乎神的怜悯。
That depends on God's mercy.
只有进一步给我们证明说，人得救乃是因着神的主权。
This is further more to prove that it is upon God's sovereignty.
如果我们真的读这些旧约圣经，
if we truly, seriously read Old Testament,
你发现这里给我们的论证是非常严谨、非常有益的。
You will see this movement is very logical.
Very strong argument.
A strong argument.
这里面我们就要回答一个问题了。
And here we will answer one question.
如果我们是这样的来讲人得救的光景的话，
如
果说人得救都是神100%的主权的话，那么人就要有一个降水了，人就要有反驳了。那为什么他还审判人呢？
And why God judge people?
那为什么那些不信的人生还要把他们最后要审判他们呢？
And why those people who are put on the
岂不是你自己这个 主权的这个彰显吗？
Is that you are manifest your own sovereignty?
那你根本没有应许他。
You didn't promise.
你也没有拣选他。
And you didn't choose that.
你也没有怜悯他。
And have mercy upon him.
在你的主权里面，他根本就定位不得救的。
In your sovereignty, that person was the predestined not saved.
那怎么是他的责任呢？
How come is that people's?
既然他没有责任，你怎么还审判他呢？
Even if he don't have responsibility, how can you judge him?
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里看见圣灵在启示神的主权的时候，他不是让我们去争辩，他能让我们学习。这里面告诉我们说，如果我们跟人辩论，那就是辩论。
If we debate with people, it's called reasoning.
如果我们跟神辩论，那叫犟嘴。
If we reasoning with God, that is to talk back.
你知道这个这里面说到我们到底是谁
？It tells us who we are.
我们是受造之物。
We are the creation.
有哪一个受造之物可以在造他的面前这样犟嘴呢
Which creation can talk back to the creator?
人怎么可以说我这个泥巴我被窑匠做成了我不喜欢 我跟窑匠去犟嘴呢？
How come the clay jar talk to the potter and you talk back to the potter?
到底谁是审判者呢？
Who is the one who judge?
谁有权柄在那里审判呢？
Who has the authority to judge?
是受造之物呢？
Is the creation?
还是那一个创造万有的真神呢？
All the true God who created everything.
他告诉我们说在神的怜悯里面我们其实原来都是遭毁灭的器皿。
Each of us we are all the one who will be destroyed.
我们本来是得荣耀的。
We supposed to receive
glory. 但因为罪的缘故你发现我们都成了遭毁灭的器皿。
But because of the sins we become the vessel of destruction.
但是因为神的怜悯
But because of God's mercy.
我们今天蒙恩得救
We were saved.
从前不是子民就成为子民了。
We are not people of God.
从前不蒙怜恤的就蒙了怜恤。
Before we don't receive mercy, but now we
receive. 就是以色列也是神的怜悯。
Even Israelites is under the mercy of God.
以赛亚说若不是万军之耶和华为我们存留余种我们早就像索多玛恶魔拉了
I said that unless the Lord Almighty had left us descendants we would have
以色列人虽多如海沙
even if the Israelites like the sand of the
sea 得救的不过是剩下的余数
only the remnant will be
saved 那是神的怜悯
that's the mercy of God
弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙恩得救。
But sisters, we were saved today.
我们如果认识神的主权。
If we know God's sovereignty.
我们在神面前是何等的感恩。
We give thanks to Him.
实在都是神的怜悯。
It's all because the mercy of God.
神在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
He had chosen us before the foundation of the world.
我们还有什么理由不把自己奉献给他了？
What reason we're not offer ourselves to Him?
弟兄姊妹，人不认识神的主权，人就觉得自己是自己的。
If people don't know the sovereignty of God, they think they own themselves.
人就没有认识神的怜悯。
The people don't know the mercy of God.
人就不肯把自己的生命交在主耶稣的手里。
They're not willing to give their lives to Him.
人就会自己一直的为自己而活。
People will live for themselves.
却不为那为他死而复活的主活。
They won't live for the Lord.
如果圣灵把神的主权开启在我们的里面。
If the Holy Spirit reveals God's sovereignty to us.
你发现人今天就知道自己不再是自己。
Well, see, we are not belongs to us.
我们不再是属乎我们自己。
We are no longer belongs to us.
神在创立世界以前就已经把我们分别出来。
He divided us even before the foundation.
他在时间里面，在那里来运行，在那里来让我们遇见他。
He led us to meet you in time.
有谁可以在神面前夸口？
Who can boast before God?
有谁说我得就是因为我的奔跑我的努力呢
Who can say my salvation is a power?
是因为我有好的行为呢
Because my own good deeds.
是因为我有好的出身呢
Because I have noble blood.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救是因着神的主
权。
认识神的主权不是让我们去争论，让我们去犟嘴。
To know God's sovereignty is not like us to talk back to God.
认识神的主权乃是让我们知道神是何等的怜悯了我们。
To know God's sovereignty is let us to know how God's mercy.
乃是让我们因着他的慈悲把我们的身体献上。
To let us to offer ourselves because His mercy.
那么当我们想到这些的时候
When we think about those,
那么我们就要回答另外一个问题
We'll answer another question.
那么到底今天我们还要不要传福音
We need to share gospel.
神都定了
And God has to put on condition.
姊妹，他得救，神早就定了。
The sister,
创立之年以前，姊妹就定好得救了。
God predestined, she will be saved.
那么这边这个人，神早就定他，他本来就不会得救。
The person here, God predestined, he won't be saved.
随便他怎么聚会。
No matter how many times.
咱们圣经从头背到尾。
No matter you can memorize all the Bible.
听多少次的这个辅导会。
Hear so many sermons.
这个神的圣灵的恩赐，不管怎么给他做见证。
No matter how many gifts he received.
神已经命令他，根本就是遭毁灭的性命。
God predestined he will be destroyed.
那如果我把福音传给他
，If I share the gospel to him,
一面来讲那是浪费 精力浪费时间。
On the one time is it will waste my effort and time.
万一他得救怎么办？
In case he will be saved,
神的定义就被我改变了。
I'll change God's will.
那还了得了？
Wow.
所以你知道有些人就说他根本就不要传福音了，因为神已经有主权了嘛，不在乎定义，不在乎奔跑，不在乎这个输血气的，根本不在乎你的行为。这里说的非常的清楚，完全在乎神的主权。那么我们今天要不要传福音？弟兄姊妹，我想我想我们这件事我们稍微有点交通，因为我们知道有些弟兄姊妹因为这个缘故，他们在福音的事情上你发现他们的感觉跟使徒保罗就不一样。你发现保罗是不是因为他讲他像个以色列人的那个感觉就
Paul, because of the election of God, you will have less feeling toward, compassion towards Israelites.
不仅没有减
少 Not only reduce a little bit.
他为了自己的骨肉之心心
But for his brothers, he is anguished.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得一个人蒙恩得救，一个正常生命的感觉应该是这样一种感觉。
When the people say you have a normal feeling, it's just like Paul.
如果我们真的蒙了神的怜悯，
we receive the mercy of God.
我们今天成了神的儿女，
we become the children of God.
而这个人对自己的家人的得救根本没有感觉，
If this person has no compassion towards his own family,
看见自己的家人在那里灭亡的时候一点伤痛都没有，
He has no anguish to see his family will be perished.
弟兄们，你觉得这种感觉是正常的感觉吗？
This is a normal feeling?
你觉得人可以拿出神主权来作为挡箭牌吗？老师徒保罗他说他宁愿与基督隔绝。
The Paul says he would like to be cut off.
他宁愿受咒。
He would like to be receive the curse.
弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候在生活里面，我们和神之间是有距离的。
Sometimes we have distance with God.
我们因着这个世界，我们因着自己的情欲和肉体，我们常常没有住在主的里面。
Because of this world, because of our flesh, we don't live with God.
我们觉得和主分开一点没有什么关系的。
We don't mind if we have a distance.
我们里面没有什么太深的感觉。
But we don't feel anything.
但是这一位使徒保罗，他是以基督为主。
But Apostle Paul, he was.
基督是他的世界。基督是他生命的一切。他说他别的什么都不要。他说万事都看为粪土了。单单要得着基督为至宝。他忘记背后努力面前的。他巴不得更多的认识得着他的主。这样的一个人，他说他要与基督隔绝，那个感觉是什么感觉呢？弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见，当我们说到主的主权的时候，如果我们真的认识神的主权的时候，以免我们自己在神面前深深的把自己奉献给神，以免我们深深的爱我们的周围。
On the other hand, we will deeply love the people who are around us.
弟兄姊妹，你不要怕，他得救，不要怕这件事。
Dear brothers, don't be afraid. If you share gospel with them, he will.
你说他本来就神定义他不得救，最后你遗传得救了，你不要怕。
Don't be afraid. If you say God protects him, he will not.
只要他得救，他就是神命令得救的。
If he will be saved, that God protects him.
而且你发现，在福音这件事上，你如果仔细读圣经，神给我们的祝福太大了。
If you carefully read the Bible, you will see the gospel will bring us great blessings.
如果神的主权，真的他的能力，他的这个复活的大能，他的所有的智慧。根本不需要我们这些去传福音的。
No, God's sovereignty, His great wisdom doesn't need us to share.
完全可以把我们完全摆在一边，人照样得救的。
He can put it aside, people also will be saved.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现，有的时候我们在这里彼此在那里嫉妒纷争，我们中间充满了各种软弱的时候，人照样得救，你有没有发现？
Have you ever find out when we have jealous or divisions, people will still be saved?
弟兄姊妹，是我们努力吗？
Is that because of our effort?
真的是我们在那努力传福音吗？
Is that truly because of our effort to share?
岂不是神的怜悯吗？
Is that is because God's mercy?
那为什么神今天要让我们去传福音？
Then why God wants us to share gospel?
神今天何等盼望来使用我们，把他的主权彰显。
But how God hope us to will be revealed
before us. 弟兄姊妹，这是我们人不能明白的。
This is what we cannot.
他愿意来使用我们。
He is willing to use us.
他愿意使用我们这卑微不堪的器皿，让人就借着我们的口舌听见这福音的真道。
He's willing to use this empty vessel to let people to know this gospel.
当我们这样的顺服主去传福音的时候。
When we humbly to share gospel,
弟兄姊妹，你发现有一件事情你是从来想不到的。
You will discover one thing you will never imagine.
你不传福音的时候，我发现了很多时候我们对。
You are not sure gospel. Actually, you don't know gospel very clearly.
当你真的去传福音。
When you truly share gospel with others,
你发现你对福音的真理才慢慢越来越清楚。
You will discover you will gradually know the gospel very clearly.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，当你能够把福音的真理讲清楚的时候，跟你要听清楚完全是两码事。
Do you know when you speak the gospel clear, it's different than you listen it clearly.
而且圣经告诉我们说。福音乃是我们脚下的鞋。
The Bible tells us the gospel is our sandals.
弟兄姊妹，我们要走一条属天的道。
We need walk in this true way.
教会要往前去的话。
The church will go forward.
你要没有鞋走起来是很痛苦的。
It will be painful to walk without sandals.
圣经上说，把这个平安的福音当成可以行走路的鞋穿在脚上，对不对？
That tells us we will use the peaceful gospel as our sandals.
你发现有很多的人数着路走得很痛苦。
So many people, their spiritual way is painful.
他们在主的这个旨意以外去寻找许许多多的方法。
They will find other methods.
他们有的是寻找世界的方法。
They will find worldly.
他们盼望自己能够属灵一点。
They hope they will be spiritual.
哦，弟兄姊妹，其实神带给我们的方法很简单。
But actually, God gave us a simple way.
你肯服在主的权柄底下，你学习把福音传给你周围的。
Will you obey under God's will?
你为你的家人好好的祷告。
Have you ever prayed for your family?
弟兄姊妹，你发现你在属灵的市场有路可走。
You will find out you will have a way in this.
至少神借着我们是有路可走。
At least through God, He will have a way for us.
弟兄姊妹，神在这些事上所赐给我们的祝福太大了。
And the God's blessing is so great.
那么有的时候，那当然我们看见说我们传了半天，人确确实实没有得救，怎么办？
Sometimes we share gospel, some people are not saved.
真的是这样，我们真的遇见过太多次，不是，真的是很多我们传都没有得救。
And so many we share gospel and they didn't save.
其实说实在的，我们传得救的是少数。
Actually.
我真的发现，等到人家上来做见证的时候，我发现人家根本上来讲的，你就发现说根本不是你传的。
When people stand and have the testimony, and you will discover it's not because what you have done.
那真的是非常稀奇的。
It's amazing.
那么这样的话，那我们在神面前怎么领受呢？
And what do we receive from God?
你发现说，你就服在神的权柄底下。
And then you will under His sovereignty.
你知道神有他的时间。
And you know God has His own time.
他让我们学习一点忍耐的功课。
He led us to have the lesson of the patience.
同时，他真的让我们学习不要靠自己智慧。
Meanwhile, He will let us to learn don't depend on our own.
我觉得神如果不让我们遇见点失败，我们总是。依靠自己智慧归还的原因。
If we are not have encountered some failure, we will depend on our own talent.
而且让我们知道神的怜悯，真的是神的怜悯。
And we will know the God's mercy is truly from Him.
你可以把一个福音朋友说的是，有的是真的就是心服口服了。
You can persuade a gospel friend.
他都跟你学制祷告了。
And he will have to pray for you with you.
我告诉你，有的时候他还是没得救。
But it is not still not saved.
他真的没得救。
He is not.
你一说属灵的事情，他根本就没有反应的。
Talk about spiritual thing, he has no reaction.
里面对主一点渴慕都没有。
He has no longing for Lord.
整个生命的感觉就好像死了一样。
His life seems like he's dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前实在是需要把自己摆在神恩典的手中。
We need to put us under God's mercy hand.
我们学习让神来使用我们，把他的福音传扬出去。
Let us to learn to let Lord use us to share His gospel.
当我们这样去顺服的时候，我们就越过越深的认识神的主权。
When we humble ourselves, we will deeply understand His sovereignty.
我们一念。感恩自己奉献给神。
On the one hand, we give Him thanks and give ourselves to us.
以免我们更愿意把这样一个荣耀的福音给我们周围的朋友。
On the other hand, we need to share this glorious gospel to our family, to the people who are around us.
在这一章的最后一段，他还告诉我们一件事。
At the end, it tells us.
人不是没有错的。
A people has their responsibilities.
那么这个责任，我们下一次再。
What is our responsibilities? We'll talk about next time.
那么这个，我们和第十章一起来讲。
Talk about this chapter.
弟兄姊妹，这三章圣经是非常非常紧要的。
These three chapters are very important.
是前面八章和后面几章的中间的连接。
It's the connection between the first part and the third.
盼望我们不是用人的头脑在这里来理解这些的话。
But we're not to understand those by our own mind.
盼望圣灵把神他的心意能够开启。
Spirit will reveal God's will to us.
一起祷告，天父，我们何等感恩。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们这些人算得什么？
Who we are.
我们从来没有想过要认识你。
We never think to know you.
我们根本不想得救礼拜
人。Oh, we are the people who don't know.
甚至我们曾嘲笑、曾经抵挡过礼拜人。
Oh, even we are think we against the gospel.
但是因着你自己大的怜悯。
But because of your great mercy.
因着你自己的主权。
Because of your own sovereignty.
我们今天不知道为什么我们今天就蒙恩了。
We don't know why we were saved.
主，我们求主，你借着圣灵把你自己的心意开启在我们里。
Will you reveal your heart desire to us through Holy Spirit?
让我们成为一个感恩的人。
Let us to be the people who give you thanksgiving.
你更让我们成为一个述说你恩典。
Well, let us to tell your glory.
让我们在地上真真实实成为你自己的见证。
Let us to be your witnesses.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
Oh, may you bless your own words.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。